Blog Talk Radio.
Honestly, because I believe that's how they will feel at the end of the show. Refreshed. Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to Refreshed, hosted by NHISG Sports Media. My name is Regina Johnson, and I'll be your host for the afternoon. But before we get ready to get into the show, I dare not exit out without welcoming our live studio audience to Refreshed. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson. It's being brought to you by NHISG Sports Media. I want to shout out to my girl, Princess Cooper. Thank you, Princess. Now, if you're hearing a little, road noise, it's because today we are doing the show from the Starbucks in Montgomery, Texas, that is, having our Frappuccinos and talking about how safe we feel now here in the United States. Before we get into the show, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to join me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, on Twitter, it's Journey Strong. On Facebook, I'm Regina Johnson, and you can find me there for most of the week. Connect with me there so that you can see what's going on with Refresh and other things that I'm involved with. I'd love for you to be there with me. Today, my guest are Anthresia Mack Washington and Carolyn Satchelwhite. Yes, there you go. Right. Wow. We were trying to get you in that clap too, Carolyn, with the, Anthresia. Okay. Anyway, but what are we talking about today? How safe do you feel in the United States? Now, the reason we're talking about that is because we have experienced a rash of terrorist attacks. And I hate to kind of put my business out there, but I'm 54 years old. And I remember when you never even considered anything but Haven being here in the United States. We never even considered that we could be under attack. Going to the grocery store, we never thought about something that could happen to us. Children were sent to school. The only thing that we thought maybe might would happen or my friends considered was maybe you might have had a fight on the bus or you got a letter home from your teacher. But never, ever did you once consider your children may be encountering someone with a gun you would encounter a terrorist attack that was taking on the school or in the area. I mean, those are just not things that crossed our mind. And so the question is, how safe do you feel in the United States? Anthresia, I just want to talk to you for a minute, and then we'll get on to Carolyn.
I guess for me, being just a little bit younger, I still am, I guess, in that phase where it's like nothing seems like it's going to happen to you until you see it happening.
Right.
And so as we start to see all these different things that are going on in the U.S., especially, I guess, lately is the shootout that took place in Florida, the terrorist attack there. You see it, and it kind of breaks your heart. It gives you just like a little bit of anxiety, but I still kind of feel personally like that wouldn't happen to me. I don't see it happening. Like, where I am in my bubble, in my day-to-day, I don't consider stuff like that happening. But it does make me kind of nervous for, I guess, like, I have a child, like, with my daughter, like, what kind of world she's growing up in.
Right.
Like, will these be things that we're going to have to, like, talk to her about as she gets older? Like, these are possibilities that may happen to her.
Well, not only are you going to have to talk to her, but I believe that that's something even that we have to consider, that our lives really we have to take a different way of looking at when we go out. I'll never forget, probably about, it must have been about 3 months ago, I went to a movie with a friend of our family. And while I was there, I had this strange thought of what my escape plan would be if something would happen in the movie. Now, I've never gone to the movies and was concerned about, you know, what would take place? What if someone started shooting? How would I respond? How would I react? Carolyn, I want to bring you in on this conversation.
Okay.
How safe do you feel now?
I still feel safe for myself, mm-hmm. but my awareness has been heightened. Of, you know, wherever I go, I look around to, like you just said, escape routes, or I look for something that looks unusual. Anybody in a hoodie with a hand shoved up in
right.
their pocket,
right.
or something crazy like that. And I've picked up on, because I've become aware, now I pray more about discernment
right.
wherever I go.
Right.
And also it has taught me to pray more about God protecting my children, you know, wherever they are. Because we can't control what other people do, and we have to go about our business, and we have to trust the Lord as we go about our business. So I just learned to just pray a prayer of protection and just go, but always aware of where I am, my surroundings.
Do you remember when you didn't think about it?
Not at all. I remember that. I never thought about it. You just went.
Right.
You went to the store, or you went to the movies, just like you said. Or you went shopping, you went to school. But you went to school always feeling safe in your school environment.
Right, right.
Sending your children to school because you felt like they were going to be protected and always safe.
You know, it's so funny. It's like even in planning for your vacations, we're considering spots that will not be prone to a terrorist attack. But the scary thing about it is we never know where it could be. Sugar?
Yeah, that's right. It's starting to become like just random places. Like you get worried about going to the city because you think that those are highly populated areas.
Well, you know that's what people are saying. You know, like you need to stay out of the city,
right?
Not go to the movies, mm-hmm. not go to the club, because those are all potential places. Now, like even pay attention at the beach. You know, you go to the beach because the beaches have not been targeted. But it's something that we have to be mindful of. Go ahead. I'm sorry. And let me explain something. I heard myself say it. I called you Sugar. Now, if you hear me say that from time to time, I'm not calling her Sugar because she's so much younger than me. That's actually a nickname of hers, and 3C is known by Sugar. So go ahead, N3C.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you try to plan to get away from, like, the cities, but then you go to rural areas, or you consider rural areas, and there are things that are happening there as well. Take Texas, for example, like in Killeen at Fort Hood. There was a shooting there not too long ago. And so it's like, where can you go to feel safe? Like you said, with the beach, even there, I was reading in the news, there was a shootout that took place there up north a couple of weeks ago. And, so,
and was that a terrorist attack?
That wasn't a terrorist attack. It was an individual isolated incident.
Right.
However, when you are planning on just going out to hang out
right.
with your family, you're not considering
right.
like, that something like that would happen.
Right.
But now
we're not
we
looking
to.
For tuck, duck, and roll when I go just
right.
to you know, Red Lobster.
Right.
Right. To go to the restaurant or just going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking for that. But here in the United States, I guess I'm saying it here in the United States because when I was younger and we would hear the stories about what would happen in other countries, you know, like bombings on buses and things on railways and so on and so forth, I never once thought here in the United States, that would be something that I would have to be concerned about.
Absolutely. I remember being pregnant with my 21-year-old now, and that was when we had the Oklahoma bombing.
Uh-huh.
And that just absolutely blew everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then 9-1-1. That was just horrendous. People thought, oh, God. wow, you know, okay, now they're going to step it up.
Right.
You know, we're probably not going to have to worry about anything anymore because the United States, this is the United States.
Right,
States.
Right. No one gets on airplanes here in the United States and rams them into a building.
Exactly.
It just doesn't happen here.
Exactly.
But the thing that's scary about that, Carolyn, mm-hmm. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but the thing that is really crazy about it is that there were people, I mean, there was a bombing, actually, in the subway. There was a subway incident that happened just a few years before. But, you know, we here in the United States, we've just blown things off. There was a story about, like, something that actually kind of leaked out to where they found where a load of food was actually being transported to our soldiers that were on the line about 5 or 6 years ago. They found it where it was contaminated on a rail car, and it actually would have killed multiple soldiers if it had not been found before it was shipped overseas. And so we are in a place now, a time, where even here in the United States, we have to be mindful that the things that we have heard happening abroad can actually happen here in the United States. Now, I'll cut you off, but go ahead. You were talking about what happened in Oklahoma when your daughter was just born.
Yes. What was his name? Timothy McVeigh.
Right. Right.
And how they had the bombs in front of the, what was it, federal building?
Right, right.
And, I mean, I thought then, oh, that's just some crazy random person, you know, that was just off a little bit.
Right.
But you thought about it like, oh, wow.
Right.
Wow, and it seems like it has just escalated since then. And the 911, that is just totally mind-blowing. Oh, my gosh. To know that now swarms of, not swarms, but people come over here with the thought and the purpose.
Right.
To seek out venues and places where they can bomb people. The Boston Marathon.
Right, right.
Whoever would have thought, okay, I'm going to run the marathon today. America looks forward to that every year.
Every year, right.
And then you hear about this horrendous incident where all of these people are maimed and killed just because somebody was trying to prove a point.
We can go back. I actually don't have the date, and I hate to even mention things when, you know, I don't have the date. But we had an Olympic, when the Olympics was in Atlanta. Is that correct?
The backpack incident. Yes.
You're never thinking that those things would happen. Talking to a friend of mine that works in federal government, I am aware now there are more things that happen that have not been able to be, you know, fulfilled. There are a lot of plans that are constantly in place to harm us here in the United States that we are completely, totally oblivious to. The things that we have experienced are just a very small, minute number of things that kind of creep through. If it wasn't for those that are working on our behalf, we will have experienced far greater. But I believe because it's taken so long for us to finally experience those things, we're being brought out of this place of, like, you know, nothing, this bubble, that if you lived in the United States, nothing can happen to you. But, yeah, clearly it can.
Yeah, that's true. Like you said with the backpack incident, it makes me think, like, when I go out today and I'm hanging out or I have like a backpack with me or a bag with me and there is no security somewhere.
Right.
And I'm wondering like, well, who else is in here with a backpack and they didn't get checked? Like, what's in their bags? Why did you, I want you to check me because I feel safer because you're probably checking everybody else.
Right.
But nowadays when that doesn't happen, it does make me kind of question like what's going on? Like what could possibly happen when I go to these different places? Or even if I'm just like driving in my car, I'm going to visit a friend, even like, do I feel safe in church anymore?
Right.
Like, where can I go to feel safe? Where can I go where there's a possibility that something wouldn't happen? And I'm not sure that there is a place anymore.
I was just getting ready to say that. I don't think that place exists. I think it's only a matter of time before we're really shaken at the very core of our being. We thought 911 was something. But if we don't heighten our awareness of things that are coming in and becoming more aware of how we need to protect not only our lives, but our borders. It is not about keeping people out. It is about being protective of those that are already here and being aware of what we're letting in. Hey, look, this is Regina Johnson on Refresh. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
The Word of God is true. And if He says that He will never leave us, if He says that He is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that He is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question, what is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie, little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay, small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite, what is yours? Is the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Hi, this is Regina Johnson. You are listening to Refresh, brought to you by NAISG Sports Media. I'm here today with Anthresia Matt Washington, Carolyn Satchite, and we are discussing how safe do you feel here in the United States. We're talking about terrorist attacks and how we have always felt safe here in the United States, but now we're being shaken at our core. We can't just go to the movies and not even consider something might happen. We cannot enter into the malls and consider without considering something might happen. While we were out of the break, we were discussing, you know, before in your mind you have this picture of what you think a terrorist looks like, but really you don't know what a terrorist looks like. When you're traveling, I'll never forget, it's like, you know, a lot of times focus is on people that are from the Middle East, right? On the plane, there are four Middle Easterners sitting behind you. No one wants to sit in the seat in front of you. But terrorists don't look just like people from the Middle East. They can look just like your neighbor in your prospective neighborhoods that are not from the Middle East. And so, you know, it's like we need to change that whole thing and just become aware of the times in which we are in.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. Lately, especially just on airplanes, it's you're kind of looking around for anybody nowadays. Like, who's looking kind of off? Who's looking nervous? What's
right.
going on with them? You kind of, who's reading through different books? You're just kind of wondering, like, what's going on?
And
with
you know
that
what's
person?
So funny? They're probably looking strange because you're looking strange.
Right. And they're probably looking at me the same, like, why is she looking around everywhere?
Why are you looking?
Like, why are you looking around everywhere?
Right.
It's like everybody's senses are heightened nowadays.
Right.
And
right.
It's kind of a scary place to be.
Statistically, over the past 10 years, we have had 142 terrorist attacks here in the United States. Now, when I said that earlier, actually during our break, Carolyn, you said only 142. But the thing that I want to bring to the listener, now we're not even, that's before 911, right? But when we say those numbers, even though to us, 142 people, not a lot. $142, not a lot. 140 pairs of shoes, may not be a may not be a lot to some women. But when you start thinking about 142 acts of violence that affect hundreds of people, if not thousands, that's a big influx. Especially when we look back and we'd say, oh, we had one terrorist attack in 5 years or two terrorist attacks in 10 years. You know, it really is a big influx.
Yes. But, you know, it makes me think, too, about the past incidents of terrorist attacks. Were they triggers for someone else to make them start, you know, conniving to do their own thing?
Right.
You know, how often does that happen? And it could very well, just like Anthresia said, you never know where it may come from or what they're going to look like. The kid that walked into the church in the middle of prayer meeting.
Right,
he
right, in
like
Carolina.
Some sweet little kid that maybe would walk into McDonald's and order a Happy Meal or something. And he didn't look suspect, you know, at least he didn't to me.
Right,
even
right.
the what's his name, Omar? Mateen, he looked like just a nice looking, you know, common guy, you know.
Right, right.
With his little cell phone. He did not look like he would be going in to just maim and kill.
Right, right.
And willing to even have himself kill for the cause.
Right, right. Here, what I'm noticing is that we have a great influx of people that have sold out to the concept that the United States is the enemy. We must show them who we are. We've got to bring them down. And so that puts everyone in harm's way. That puts everyone in harm's way. I believe that when our borders were open here in the United States, when, you know, our harbors were open for people to come from all over, it was never, ever to make everyone just like the other, but it was for the freedoms for us all to practice what we believe freely and not affect others or not I can't say offend, but literally hold other people to our beliefs. You understand what I'm saying? And so even though I firmly believe that the United States was founded on Christianity, that is our bedrock, you still have the right to practice other religions. The problem that I'm seeing creeping into the United States is that if we don't believe like you that's coming, you have a problem with me. And so now we have this great influx of you trying to make the United States yield to what you feel. And then that's where the problem, that makes everywhere we go dangerous. But can I just thank our government? Can I just thank, I mean, we have our flaws. Let's not get it wrong. But thank the Army, the Air Force, the Marine, the Coast Guard. I thank all those that have lives to protect the United States. I thank you. But getting back to just feeling safe, I mean, I should be able to go shopping and not worry about what's going to happen to me.
Exactly. I should be able to go to Denny's. I should be able to go to Denny's and order, you know, the pancake special without looking around and, you know, and ducking and dodging.
And wondering.
Fear, you know, looking over my shoulder like, oh my gosh, four guys just came in. Oh my, we better hurry up and leave because we don't know what's about to happen. It shouldn't be like that. I shouldn't go to my job where, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, the job that I work on, it sells propane. I shouldn't be afraid that everybody that's coming to buy propane is coming to buy it to make a bomb.
Right.
I shouldn't be afraid of that. I shouldn't be afraid to look around and see if I see a package or a backpack or something that may be close to the tanks that could possibly be a bomb.
This is the thing, though. I think that we are caught off guard when we stop looking. you know, it's like no one wants to be that one that's policing everything that's around her, like you were saying at Threes about being on the plane. But I think the problem comes in when I stop looking. I was over in, I was flying back from St. Martin, and so they're coming through, and they said, you know, we're going to call you for like this, like something. They made it sound like it was something really special that was about to happen to me. So I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I just flew on this trip over to St. Martin. I'm getting ready to leave. I just feel like I'm that lucky number 37 that's going to get a free trip to somewhere else. And I was all excited. You know what? I got a free trip to my net booth to be searched. Like I was about
I remember
to blow
up. Mentioned that to me before.
Right.
You seem to be the one that.
Right. I'm like, well, do I have a? I look like I want to blow something up. Face. What is going? What is going? I mean, I go up to the line. I'm cheering. Maybe that's the problem. I'm looking a little too happy on my vacation. And so anyway, they take me back, and I'm standing behind this glass, and it's me and another. A guy, and I mean, when I tell you, they frisked us. They put their hands all around the trim of my pants, and I mean, I got my shoes off, looking all in my shoes. Now, we got a line of people going in ahead of me that didn't get that lucky treatment, right? And so I'm mad. I am angry. When I get on that, I'm looking at the people that just searched me, and I want to crack jokes, but let me tell you, can I help somebody out right quick? Crack no jokes while you're being frisked or in the airport, and do not crack a joke about having a bomb in your suitcase, because you will be delayed even even longer. So, but I was angry and frustrated. But you know what? It is in those moments when we stop looking for it that it will slip in and happen again. When we go back to 911, there should have been something, or some. I'm sure there was something that was seen, but it was ignored. Because there's no way. They said not only did the plane crash into the buildings, but it's believed that bombs were actually in the impact. It would create other explosions, or that there were people in the building that triggered other explosions. Now, I don't know if that's correct, but that is what has been said. But as they're analyzing how the building crumbled and where there were explosions in the building, the collapse of how the building happened, not just from where the airplanes entered in. And I mean, when you think about all of those babies that died in that nursery, it is absolutely crazy. I had actually one of my relatives was lives in New York and was on her way, actually worked in one of those towers and happened to be late to work that morning and was coming up out of the subway. Was coming out of the subway as it all was happening, as it was all happening. And so the question I'm asking today is, how safe do you feel in the United States? Do you still feel safe? I mean, not in this big place of what it used to be like. We used to be safe. We used to be comfortable here in the United States. The question is, do you still feel safe? Do you still feel safe?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
You don't feel safe?
I do not feel safe absolutely everywhere I go. Even if I'm on the freeway driving, I have this almost not like overwhelming fear, but I'm cautious to look to the left or to the right because I don't want to offend anybody, because you don't know who you're driving next to. What's going to set them up?
Right.
And that's crazy within itself to me. That's crazy.
Right.
I should not be fearful to look to the left or to the right when I'm driving my car and thinking that I'm fixing to offend the gentleman next to me, and then he gets mad just because I looked at him and drives up and want to blow my head off.
Well, that's the norm. That's just the regular stuff. We're talking about people coming in with the intention to blow you up, to do bodily harm, to harm everyone that's in the vicinity of where they have planned this thing. Like, am I comfortable going to football games?
No.
Am I comfortable going to, you know, like the pro games, Houston? We're in the Houston area. Am I comfortable going to see the Rockets? Am I comfortable going to see the Texans? That's why I'm asking the question. Do you still feel safe in the United States? You're listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson. We will be right back in a moment.
word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie, little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street, you know, who so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Thank you.
We would like to welcome you back to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. This show is being brought to you by NHISG Sports Media. We are talking about today, how safe do you feel now in the United States? Our guest today, Xanthricia Mack Washington, Carolyn Satchwhite, but we have a special guest whose name we're not able to mention, but he is an expert on national security matters. And so we just want to bring him in and get his take on what's going on. I want to welcome you to our show. And so I want you to give us what you think we really should be doing, how we should prepare, or what is your, how do you see this? Are we really safe here in the United States?
Yes. And no, as far as the crime itself, violent crime itself is becoming more prevalent throughout the United States. There's a lot of reasons people want to attach reasons to everything, but the simple fact of the matter is murder rates are going up, crime rates are going up, and some of it has to do with terrorism, but not much. I think our biggest threat in the United States is from domestic sources, more so than now. If you travel outside of the United States, your threats of terrorism go up exponentially.
Okay. I just did research where it's showing that we have had, over the last past 10 years, 142 terrorist attacks here in the United States. So you're telling me that I don't have to worry about terrorist attacks?
We had any given weekend in Chicago, there are 60 to 70 gun shootings in one city, in pretty much one area of one city. So, yeah, when you stretch that out, then it's not nearly as big as it looks when you lump it all together. But when you stretch it out into a realistic perspective, you got a much more likely chance of getting shot by a gangster or just a regular everyday criminal that has no connection to terrorism. Should you watch out for terrorism? Absolutely. Because you may be in the mall one day when they show up. But if you're looking for specifically one stereotypical terrorist, you might miss 10 that might actually take your life. And that is the point. Yes, there has been several acts of terrorism. Since the 2008, we have had several in the United States. And so are we being diligent toward outside terrorism? Not as much as I think we could be.
Now, hold on one second. When you say outside terrorism, you think of things that have happened like in other countries?
No, outside. When I say outside, I mean like from religious groups outside of this country that would happen in this country.
Okay.
Specifically talking about radical Islam, because regardless of what people want to say, that is the threat as far as worldwide terrorist is radical Islam, not Islam, radical Islam. People are afraid to say that, but I believe that one of your biggest things with worldwide terrorists is knowing who you're fighting with. And if you pretend like you don't know that person, or you pretend like that person is someone else, you're kidding yourself and you're leaving yourself vulnerable. But that being said, back to the United States, within the borders of the United States, your everyday American born, whatever race you want to pick person is more likely to hurt you, rob you, kill you than somebody who has Islamic terror ties right now.
Wow.
Now, could that change? 9/11 changed the game. 9/11 changed the game because 2,000 people almost or more got killed in one whack. And
so then why are we looking in the direction of terrorism? Is it because of the media or what? Because really, I'm not nervous. I'm not worried about going into the movies with the gangbanger. I'm worried about going into the movie
what you need
and
to be
someone
worried about,
blowing the entire cinema off of the planet.
But what you also need to be worried about is the guy who has been on Ritalin his entire life, has been coddled and protected and then thrown into the real world with unrealistic expectations one day realizes that the world's not the way he wants it to be and walks in a theater and shoots people up that has no religious ties and no religious background.
Now, I'm going to kind of backtrack on that because we don't want anybody to think that if their child is on Ritalin, that we're saying that they are a potential terrorist. That is not what we are saying. What we're saying is that there are people who have been on medication.
One thing people need to realize is we have to get past the sensitivities and be realistic. Realistic about things.
Okay.
And it, look it up, Google it, search it.
Okay.
You can look it up and search it and see that a lot of these shooters have things in common. Look up what those things in common are and then see if you're still as sensitive as you were. You got to be realistic. Again, you got to know what you're fighting against. And if you pretend like it's just happening in a vacuum, that there's no circumstances behind what this stuff is happening, then you're kidding yourself. And again, my comments are my own. They don't reflect on your views or anyone else sitting at this table. These are my views that I have developed over 30 years of working in this field. And so this is things that I have seen and have personally investigated that I'm not just coming up with because I read it in a Yahoo search. What it is these people who want to believe that everything is caused by something that they don't like or they do like is the good guy. Who they do like is the good guy. Who they don't like is the bad guy. It's very seldom absolute, and we do have danger from Islamic terrorists, radical Islamic terrorists. We do, but there's just as much, if not more, danger in the world from other sources.
So I'm not going to say I have the right, because I know you would say yes, I do have the right to feel that way. But is it unrealistic for us to be nervous or even afraid of it happening? Terrorist attacks.
No,
happening.
No, it's not. I mean, you'd be foolish not to believe that it can happen. But the thing is what you got to be realistic to believe that it's not just going to come from this source.
Right.
That if I sit next to this guy with a turban and a beard, he's going to blow me up. But if I sit next to this guy in a business suit, he's not, because that could cost you your life.
Right. Okay.
And so. That's what I'm saying. A lot of these, if you want to go with the Islamic terrorists, a lot of these guys were living lives completely. The 9/11 bombers themselves or the hijackers themselves, they lived completely outside of the Quran as far as their outside appearances. They went to strip clubs. They drank. They did all the things that the Quran forbids. So if you're looking for a strict following Muslim, you would have missed them completely.
Wow.
And so the thing is, yes, you need to be diligent. I don't say be afraid. You need to be aware, but you need to be aware of all that's around you.
Right, right.
Not just the one thing that people are trying. See,
so all of the focus now is placed on Islam. But what you're saying is we need to be mindful of everyone.
Absolutely.
That there is like a danger that is just unspoken of and unseen. And
absolutely.
Even unthought of, because all of our focus is on
be
Islam.
More afraid of people who are trying to infringe on your rights in order to keep you safe than you are of the people who are trying to do the attack. Be afraid of the people who are trying to guide you to a certain conclusion about what's going on and say, this is it, this is all, this is what we need to protect ourselves for. If you just let us take your guns away from you, or do whatever, if you let us take care of you, you will be safe.
Hey, look, thank you so much for your input. We will be right back. You've been listening to Refresh.
The word of God is truth. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite?
You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Pieces of your past,
falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite, what is yours? Is it the person down the street you know so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Would you grab hold of it and reduce it to nothingness? Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
To welcome back. If you have not been listening, you've missed almost a great show, but there's still a little bit left. I'm Regina Johnson. You are listening to Refresh, brought to you by NHISG Sports Media. Give another quick shout out to my girl, Princess Cooper. How's it going? I'm glad you're listening. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hey, look, we're talking again. I'm going to say it again. How safe do you feel here in the United States? We were looking at terrorists, but we have a gentleman here that is his experience is in helping keep us safe here in the United States. And so, sir, I want to bring you back in. Every time I say sir, I want to put a name to it, but I can't. And so, anyway, friend.
Okay,
just bring us back. You were talking about, you know, our focus is all on terrorism, like, but our focus really should be on watching everything.
Right.
And then, and Tricia, you wanted to add something to that. Since you do have lived, you kind of split residence in Texas and in Chicago. Just kind of give us your take on it. Go ahead, sir. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this in Chicago and in the areas around Chicago, there is a massive amount of gun violence pretty much every weekend. And as the summer comes along, generally traditionally it gets worse in the summer in the hot months. And
let me hop in here because when we're talking about Chicago, I want you to know we're not talking about Chicago. We're bringing this up because we're connecting. My point was, I'm feeling uncomfortable because of the terrorist attacks. And our friend here is telling me, I'm worried about someone getting on the plane with me and blowing it out of the air when I should be concerned about what's happening around me every day.
Right.
Not so much someone with religious beliefs that are want to impose that upon me, but I should be mindful of the guy that's in the car next to me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you should be mindful of all of them.
Right.
If you walk into a place and you see a guy who you believe is maybe a Muslim for whatever reason, and he's exhibiting strange signs that you think are weird, I'm not saying don't pay attention to it simply because he's a Muslim and he's not going to do anything. What I'm saying is pay attention to all of it. If you got this guy and you're paying attention to him, and then another guy that doesn't fit a terrorist profile, he may be very well be the guy that's going to do you damage. And it may not be any religious background to it. He may just got mad because he got fired. And that happens in the United States all
right.
the time.
And
I got mad because I got fired. My girlfriend dumped me, whatever it is. I come into a place and I shoot it up.
Right.
And that's how I'm going to end it all for myself and for whoever else.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that because we're not just talking about terrorist attacks. And I thank you for kind of turning us because you're right. You're right. What about the gentleman that was his nephew, and I cannot even think of his name. Do you happen to know his name? He and his nephew were like snipers. Was it in the
John Lee? John Lee. Malvo and
yes, in the DC area,
and Muhammad, I can't remember his name, but yes, I'm
was
very familiar with the case. Actually, it was in part. John Muhammad was a Muslim. I think it made the similarities in my mind. What I've read. Pretty much in there. I don't think he was doing it for any higher purposes. I think he was a man who hated the humanity and killed people. And I think that happens a lot. People do it in the name of religion, but I think that happens a lot. I think that has a lot to do with this latest shooting in Florida, is I think it's a man who was possibly conflicted of his own sexual attitudes and his own religious attitudes and develop that into a hypersensitive need to correct himself by killing people and atone
wow.
for
wow.
what he perceived as the ultimate sin. Now, again, that's speculation on what I have read. That is no way factual reports that I have taken part in. But from what I've read and the things that I have seen on the side of it, it looks like there is definitely points to parts of that. Instead of him being a hardcore member of ISIS, he kind of threw in with him at the end there to
justify
what he was doing.
And Theresa, you were getting ready to say something. You partial residents, as I was saying, in the Chicago area. You wanted to say, you guys don't even talk about terrorism. What were you saying?
Oh, I was saying that the majority of the time we're more concerned about just walking down the street and getting shot or robbed or anything like that from just a regular guy. I know the majority of the violence we were being told, like when I moved there, it was in January. And so it turns out that this winter, there's not as much violence that goes on as he was saying earlier. It mostly takes place in the summer, but this winter has been one of the deadliest in Chicago in a number of years. And so it's interesting that they say that it's on certain areas of the city, like the west side and the south side, is where the majority of the violence happens, and where it's saturated. But it's starting to infiltrate other areas of the city, like the north side, or where I tend to be a lot of times with downtown. And so we would begin to see more and more violence happening outside of those concentrated areas.
I want to ask this question, though, since you brought that up. Why do you think that we're becoming more violent here in the United States? I'm saying I used to feel safe, or maybe I was just ignorant to the fact that maybe it's always been dangerous, but now it just seems like, it has just escalated to another level.
It just depends on what point of view you want to look at it from.
The point of view that I used to go
Christian,
to movies and not worry about it.
The
go to
the
church
Christian,
and not worry about getting blown
right.
up.
The Christian point of view is that we're moving further away from God, which you cannot really intellectually say that we're not. I mean, in this country, we're trying to remove God from any and everything. So people are saying that. People are saying that it's just chickens coming home to roost because of things that have happened in the past in the United States. Other people say it's because of uncontrolled immigration, and you've got many different cultures that are coming and clashing in one spot. And some people saying that it's just a total worldwide losing of humanity and civility. And I think that there's probably a little bit of truth in each and every piece of it. And
well, I tell you what, I liked when I was in this place of where I felt safe here in the United States. Well, when I would hear of incidents, they were few and far in between. And never here. Now I am constantly aware, mindful that something can happen. I was sharing this before you came in, that I went to the movies, and I keep saying the movies because I love going to the movies, and I don't want to be looking over my shoulder trying to come up with an escape route. But I literally was in the movies trying to figure out, how am I going to get out if something happens? Now, I know things happen all the time. I was fortunate enough, and I'm saying that, you know, cheek in tongue, I guess, or tongue in cheek, that I was, when I was younger, I worked for a bank, and a guy walks in, and he looks like your normal guy, and it was fine. As a matter of fact, someone jumped in front of him in line. I made the other guy get out of the way. I waited on a guy who held up the entire bank, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And from that moment on, I did not feel safe in, like, if I saw somebody looking a little sketchy, you know, I'm trying to get out of there and trying to save everybody that I know. I mean, to have someone tell you, I will kill you, myself, and everybody in here, it will kind of really shake you and wake you up. I want to feel safe, though. I want to feel like our government has us. And I give them kudos for, I think that if they weren't doing at least what they are doing, we would be in a much greater place of crises. But I want to feel safe again. Carolyn.
Yes, I agree. I want to feel safe again. I want to know that when my children, grandchildren go off to school, I should not worry about someone that's been had a bad day, a bad cup of coffee, or his wife left him, or and then he went to the store and they were out of the product he wanted and he just flips out and decides, you know, okay, well, nothing's going my way, so I'm just going to take everybody out.
Right.
Yeah, because
right.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Right.
I don't want to worry about that, you know, anymore. But it has become
the
norm.
This is where we are. Right.
It has become the norm that that's where we are and that's what we have to do.
And Theresa, you want to share as we get ready to wrap up the show?
Yeah, I agree with what Carolyn said. It's more so even now, like, just regular things. Like, am I going to walk down the street and get caught by a bullet that wasn't meant for me? Or am I driving in the car and someone's going to shoot through the trunk and it's going to hit my daughter? Or things that I'm starting to worry about. Like, will they think that I'm someone else and mistaken identity and will I get hit by something?
Right.
And so it just makes you, your senses are much more heightened than they used to be.
Hey, look, guys, we're getting close to the end of our show. So for the final wrap-up, that's my question to you. Do you feel safe here in the United States? I know that there are things that are going to happen. There's some things like, yes, we might encounter the angry man or the angry woman that had a bad day on the job, or we might encounter a situation to where someone is just frustrated and takes it out on the rest of the world. But my question to us is, do I feel safe? What can we do? What part can we play to make sure that we are safe here in the United States? What is it that I can do? I don't know. I don't have the answer, but I'm asking the question. Do you feel safe? Because I don't feel safe anymore. Now, in closing, I want to feel safe again. Now, to those of you, now is where I get a chance to express my own religious views. I'm one of those that believe that a lot of things that we are encountering, we're not going to be able to avoid. It's going to happen. I believe that we're in the final hours, the great wrap-up, that Lord that I serve, that he is coming back again. I believe that what the gentleman shared with us, that we are having some of our own chickens coming home to roost. We had participated and did some things as a country that we're having to answer for. But I want you, those of you, to know that the only safety that we have is putting ourselves in trust in the hands of a higher power, and that higher power that I know that will keep us safe. Now, this is me. This is my religious belief, is Jehovah God, the creator of everything, Alpha and Omega. I know a lot of people now are clicking off. You don't want to hear that, but I believe that. And if you've never given him a chance, I want you to give him a chance. Look, you've been listening to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson. This show is being brought to you again by NHISG. I hope you enjoyed time with us today. I enjoyed having you here on 3C Carolyn. And my friend, amen, thank you so much for joining us. Listen to me again. Tune in with us on next week. Again, you have been listening to Refresh, 6 o'clock Central Standard, 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, Refresh. Thank you.